Over the last 2 days, Jesus has been tugging at the fabric of our lives. Day one showed us that he won't be a quick patch on an old garment. Day two went deeper and exposed how even our quote-unquote good religious habits can be old cloth when we use them to hold ourselves together. Now, Luke records one last line from Jesus that explains why we keep going back to the old. After the parable of new cloth and new wine, Jesus adds in Luke 5:39, "And no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for they say the old is better." That sounds strange, especially when Jesus himself is the new wine. He is not saying the Pharisees are right. He is describing the pull of the human heart. Once we've tested a certain way of doing life with God, even if it's heavy legalistic or joyless, we call it better simply because it's familiar. Jeremiah 6 verse 16 pictures God's people at a crossroads. "Stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. But you said, we will not walk in it." The old way Jesus confronts isn't God's good path of obedience and trust. It's all the extra layers we add, and questioned traditions and spoken church rules, family patterns and personal coping habits that end up mattering more to us than his voice. The new he offers is not a trendy shortcut. It's actually God's original intention from the ancient paths. Jeremiah talks about walking closely with God in humble faith, honest repentance, and real obedience that brings rest for our souls. Today, Jesus is gently asking where you keep saying the old is better in your routines, relationships, or even your church life, and inviting you to trust that his way of grace and honest obedience, though it feels new and risky, is truly good and life-giving. Choose one specific area where you've been resisting change. For example, how you forgive, rest, handle conflict, or give. Say out loud, "Jesus, I've been saying the old is better here." Then ask him to show you one concrete step of obedience and write it down so you can pray over it and act on it this week. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you see how easily I call the old better, just because it's familiar. I admit that even after seeing that patches and old cloth don't work, I still cling to my old ways. Thank you that the new wine you bring is not to harm me, but to lead me into real rest and relationship with you. Holy Spirit, give me the courage today to stop hiding behind "this is how I've always done it," and to step one real step at a time into the good way Jesus is offering me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.